Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The president says he won't work with Democrats as long as they continue their investigations. The Democrats say the president is having a temper tantrum.
So where do we go from here? Let's ask the guy who is probably best informed as anyone to answer that question, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lots of questions about that. Where we go from here is the president said he won't work with Democrats while they're investigating him. We're going to go down one track at a time, he says. And yet, you know, one of the president's top priorities, and he mentioned it in a letter to the Democrats this week, is this U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, with which big business wants to get behind, as NAFTA is now in the rearview mirror. Well, Democrats have sort of signaled that they're interested in moving forward on this. They have some concerns about worker protections in the measure. Earlier this week, there was hope that some of those concerns might be worked out in talks with the administration. But now the president is signaling there won't be any talks between Democrats and the administration, at least while the investigations continue. Now, is that a serious threat, or is that just the president letting off some steam? We don't know. But the president was adamant yesterday that there'd be no dealing with Democrats while the investigations continue. There's a CBS News poll out this morning. 77% say the Trump administration should cooperate with investigators in Congress. But when asked more broadly whether Congress should be investigating or just drop the matters and move on, 53% say it's time for Democrats to move on. There is increasing intensity among Democrats to investigate, though, and that's what's fueling this.
They seem to be in agreement, however, on $2 trillion for infrastructure. And next year is an election year, so you would think for both sides it's a win-win there. Get something done.
And you're right, Paul, but both sides are pointing fingers. The administration is saying this morning this is a do-nothing Congress. Democrats are saying, well, we're trying to get things done, but the bills we're passing are dying in the Senate, controlled by Republicans, and the president is interested in saving his own job and not working with us, Democrats, she would say, the Speaker Pelosi would say, to get this moving. But the reality is the intractability, there's blame to go around. Both sides share it.
Yeah, and Wall Street loves it. That's the common thinking anyway. Mm-hmm. Stephen Portnoy there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.